This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. And it is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we give them away, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. Want to at least temporarily welcome our listeners in KGEZ land up in Montana. They're picking up an extra hour of the show due to technical difficulties, but we'll take it wherever we can get it today. And Mark is not with us tonight. He is expected to return tomorrow. He's wrapping up some business down in Florida. So in his place, Julia will be sitting in, and we're expecting Toby at some point tonight. He has a local engagement to perform at this time. That's why he can't be with us right now. But as you know, if you've been listening to the show, our Tuesday night co-host Toby has his own television show here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we originate this program from. And I guess normally his show is on Friday nights, but tonight they're doing a special gun control debate where he's going to be involved in that. And apparently they're getting, you know, people from different sides of the issue all together, and they're having this televised one-hour-long debate, which I think is really cool. I think it's extra cool that people on the pro-liberty side of the fence are being, not only are they being invited to this event, but they're organizing the event. So how cool is this that we actually have in New Hampshire, you know, the Free State Project, and these individuals that are working behind the scenes at the television station, a number of them are just New Hampshire natives. They're not even Free State members.
I've actually been very impressed with what Toby and these college kids have been able to do on the television show. I mean, they've only had, what, 50, half a year, if I'm correct, 26 or something.
Yeah, they're up to about 25 episodes, I think. So.
And if you watch from the beginning, I mean, the quality has just drastically improved.
Well, it's improved so much that they've taken the first 5 episodes off the internet.
Really?
Yeah, just because they don't want somebody accidentally seeing the first episode for the, you know, you go and you look for Free Minds TV, and you can see the episodes, by the way, at freekeen.com. But if you go and look for Free Minds TV and the first episode comes up, you might think to yourself, well, I should watch the first episode. No.
No. Not in this case.
Don't. But not that the first episode was awful. I thought they did a pretty good job back then.
No, it was a good attempt, but now they look so much better.
Yeah.
They really have taken the ball and run with it.
The show's really professional. It's a great example of just some of the activism that can be done here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. And again, a lot of the guys there are New Hampshire natives, so it's evidence that the Free State movement has really activated a bunch of locals and gotten them excited about liberty again, or in the case of these guys, for the first time, because they're sort of college-age guys, and they've never had the chance to be active and excited about liberty in the past. But that's going to be a critical factor to us liberty-loving people having success here in New Hampshire, because there's no way that we can take over the state, as some people have suggested.
Right.
It's just not possible. We have to influence others. We have to come here and be good neighbors and be persuasive, and then get other people on board with us, and then all of those individuals together will be able to make change happen. But until we can be successful at that, we're just going to be enjoying the very pretty state that we live in.
It is very pretty.
Which it is very pretty. But things are moving in the right direction, and the best thing is, the things that we're doing here in Keene are inspiring other people around the state. I saw Dennis Goddard, who's another great activist here in New Hampshire, but he lives in the Concord area. He said that he was inspired by Mark's television show, because our co-host Mark also has a television show now. And so just the idea that, you know, it's so easy to do, it doesn't take a whole lot of effort to put one of these cable access kind of shows together. Get out there and do one yourself. So other people are getting inspired. In fact, even you've been talking about doing your own television show.
Yeah, I'm not totally sure about that yet. But I like the idea of using what source of media we have here. It's really easily accessible. And a lot of people watch public access in Keene, at least.
Sure. Well, I mean, there's sort of that. I mean, Keene's a smallish city.
Right.
It's the smallest, I think, a city can get, 25,000 people. And so it still sort of has that small town sort of mentality to it, where things that are local are extra interesting to the locals. And so they, you know, they sort of feed off that to an extent.
I'm amazed at how many people tell me they see Mark on television at work.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That is the first I've heard of that, because I've heard others say they've seen the Free Minds TV guys,
right,
but I've not heard anybody say anything about Mark.
Oh, yeah. A couple of locals that know Mark personally come in and say, hey, I saw Mark on TV last night. So
very cool.
Mm-hmm.
So things are moving in the right direction. And I think it'd be great to have somebody like you with your own show, simply because you're female. And, you know, the fact is, people would rather watch females on television than they would want to watch males. You roll your eyes, but you know it's true.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, I guess.
Exactly. So that would appeal to a whole different audience than the guy TV shows would.
Right.
And I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it.
1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So we like to kind of give you updates from here in New Hampshire and tell you what's going on and hopefully get you as at least somewhat excited about the things that are happening here, because the level of pro-liberty activism right here in this state is unprecedented. You know, there's nothing else like it in this country, maybe even in the world.
Definitely not.
I don't think that there's – I think worldwide, I think New Hampshire's liberty movement is going to be and already is the example to look towards for everyone else. And not only do we have some awesome television and radio media-related options here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we live, but also the Keene Free Press, which is published by a free stater, somebody who moved here about 3 years ago in order to pursue more freedom and liberty. That's got to go away.
It definitely has presence in Keene, too. You see them all over Keene. There's lots of different places you can get that around town. I see people reading it at my work, for example.
Yeah, I think they circulate 4,000 copies per month. I mean, that's not huge. It's not the New York Times, but for little old Keene, that's pretty darn good. And so I was going to say they got awarded the Best of New Hampshire Award for Best Underground Newspaper.
That's very exciting.
Which apparently their competition was some sort of Democratic paper. So, I mean, they're already winning awards here, which is incredible. Anyway, 800-259-9231. We'll talk about freaking here in a moment. But first, and if you don't know what that is, you definitely need to find out about it. But first, the UN Health Agency, the WHO, I heard this story right in the middle of the news break, and I hadn't caught wind of it until then, so I pulled it up. They've issued its strongest policy recommendations yet for controlling tobacco use. This from the Shanghai Daily. Apparently, they are now urging all countries to ban smoking in indoor workplaces and public buildings. So now it's getting even more centralized. Now,
what exactly is a public building? I mean, when I think public building, the only buildings I can consider public are government buildings. Well, everything else would be private buildings that are open to the public, but I don't imagine they think of it that way.
Yeah, I mean, if they're going to ban smoking in all private workplaces, or in what they call it indoor workplaces, then wouldn't a public building qualify as an indoor workplace? Maybe they mean like a gym or something,
right,
like that.
Or a park or a sports stadium.
Right, but the news report that I heard during the news break said it was anything public.
Well, I think that they use that term public building so that it's so vague so they can sort of stretch and get away with different things and sort of use it how they want to.
Dr. Margaret Chan, the Director General of the WHO, said the evidence is clear. There's no safe level of exposure to secondhand tobacco smoke. Government should immediately pass laws requiring all indoor workplaces and public places. So it is, they are saying public places. So anything that's so-called community property,
right,
will be, you could not smoke there. She says they should be 100% smoke-free. And then they go on with their statistics about how tobacco is, you know, allegedly causing all these millions of deaths and so evil. You know, why don't they just go all the way here? Why don't they call for a prohibition on tobacco?
It seems like they're moving in that direction.
I don't understand.
Taking leaps in that direction.
I mean, they're not. It's just the WHO. They can just make recommendations.
Right.
They're not setting policy. So why not go all the way and call for prohibition? Of course, that's an awful idea.
That's going to make a lot of people very angry.
1-800-259-9231. You think tobacco should be banned? This is your show. You can bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Ted Anderson from Midas, May 29, 2007. Gold, 660, 28 ounce. Gold coins can be purchased for 682, 28, 330, 665 for half, and 168, 33 for quarter ounce. That's 682, 28, 330, 670, and 168, 33. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollar has fallen to 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome O'Carcy's Iran Leads Attack Against the U.S. Dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Carcy's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in six vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we give them away, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens and dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. See what I mean? By heading over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That is shrine.freetalklive.com. And opportunistic lawyers, judges, future ex-spouses, disgruntled ex-employees, and meddling bureaucrats. These people want your money. home, and car. What have you done to protect yourself? At KeepYourAssets.net, they're experts in sheltering your wealth. So go to KeepYourAssets.net and take their asset protection crash course today. They'll show you how to keep your assets at KeepYourAssets.net. The WHO, World Health Organization, you know, they sound so official. What they are is they're just another bureaucracy. They're just an arm of the United Nations. So when you hear a report about the WHO saying something, don't accept it as fact. Don't accept it as, the WHO said it. It's a World Health Organization. They must know something because they're the World Health Organization instead of being the California Health Organization or the New York City Health Organization. It's just another bunch of unaccountable, unelected bureaucrats.
Yeah, I wouldn't believe the New York City World or Health Organization either, but...
Indeed. And here they are recommending that governments around the world pass laws banning smoking from all public places. So that would include, say, a park or any place that's outdoors.
A baseball stadium.
Yeah, right. And they want to ban smoking from any indoor workplaces, which we've seen bans like that here in America. That has happened in some states. In fact, Florida, I believe, is one of them, where there is no smoking allowed at any business location. You can go outside still and smoke, but you can no longer smoke indoors, even
although
if it's your business.
The anti-smoking crowd, they complain now about groups of people standing outside of doors and smoking.
Well, that's why, and some other states, I don't know if they've done this in Florida yet, but in some other states or cities, they have passed restrictive legislation that not only bans smoking from indoor workplaces, but also bans it from the doors and windows of that workplace. So the smokers have to go, usually 25 feet away from the entrance to their business and smoke. And presumably that's even if it's in the back. I don't know. I'm not sure what all the details are. But, you know, the fact is the smoking bans continue to get more and more oppressive. And here's the World Health Organization chiming in saying that, you know, they cite some statistics about, okay, well, it's alleged that smoking is responsible for 5.4 million deaths each year. Increasing numbers of non-smokers will also die. This is from the Shanghai Times or Shanghai Daily. Will also die unless governments take action, says the WHO in its 50-page report. Needed 50 pages to make this recommendation. It said governments of both rich and poor countries should declare all public indoor places smoke-free by passing laws and actively enforcing measures to ensure that, quote, everyone has a right to breathe clean air free from tobacco smoke. Well, so, you know, screw their property rights. I mean, who cares about all that? And who would expect the WHO as a UN centralized bureaucracy to support something like property rights, which is what this is all about?
I guess what really bothers me about this, and I understand that it's just a suggestion, but what bothers me is where they could take this. Currently, our drug laws, marijuana, for example, is illegal everywhere because the UN had, 140 countries sign some sort of agreement that...
Was that a UN thing?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure, I'm actually almost positive that the UN has some sort of agreement with 140 countries or something of that sort. So that, for example, in Amsterdam, where it's not legal, it's just sort of been decriminalized, but technically they can't legalize it because it would go against this agreement that the United States convinced everybody to sign, yes.
The United States or the UN?
It's the United Nations, I believe, but the United States, when they really pushed hard for the war on drugs, they convinced the United Nations to get other countries to sign this agreement so that there'd be completely no drugs all over the world.
Yeah, it's worked so well.
Yeah, it really has, hasn't it?
So here's yet another example of centralization of control. You know, the idea, again, this isn't a mandate. Not yet. The UN hasn't become that powerful yet.
Right.
But they'd like to.
Yeah,
you better believe these bureaucrats.
That's what bothers me when they pass these suggestions for worldwide tobacco bans.
Well, there's some sort of level of wealth redistribution going on at the UN. I don't know a lot about the inner workings of its particular bureaucracy, but I do know that the United States government gives a lot of taxpayer dollars to the United Nations. In fact, I believe the United States is the bulk supplier of funds to the UN. And then the UN obviously decides how to spend that money.
Right.
So presumably there could be countries, smaller countries, that are getting essentially subsidies through the UN, through whatever programs that the UN has created. And so, you know, the idea is that, well, okay, if you don't want to ban smoking, then we're not going to allow you to take part in this wonderful program which you've been enjoying all the subsidies from for a long time. So they could use that maybe as leverage down the line to say, okay, well, looks like Madagascar has yet to ban smoking, so I guess we're going to kick them out of this wealth redistribution program. And so they might end up turning the screws, so to speak, on some of these countries if they have a screw to turn. They say that at least 200,000 workers die each year because of exposure to smoke at their offices and factories. According to the UN Labor Agency, the United States Environmental Protection Agency estimates that 3,000 deaths from lung cancer each year occur among non-smoking Americans, which doesn't necessarily mean that they're getting their lung cancer from secondhand smoke. That just means that 3,000 people die from lung cancer each year. It doesn't necessarily mean that cigarettes are a factor there.
But you know that gets people all excited and riled up, the non-smokers.
The head of the anti-tobacco campaign for the WHO, Dr. Armando Peruga, says, "This is not about shaming the smoker. It's not even about banning smoking. Not yet. This is about society taking decisions about where to smoke and where not to smoke." But, see, it's typical of a UN bureaucrat to make a statement like that, because when government does something, that's not society.
No.
That's the government. And the government is a group of individuals, which is what a society is. Society is one of those terms that you can define it however you want to define it in regards to, okay, well, the society here in this room is you and me, Julia. And if we get a third person on the line, then we've got somebody new in our society that has joined us. And so you can, I mean, a society is just a group of individuals, and society doesn't make decisions. Individuals make decisions. And what the WHO is talking about here is taking the decision about smoking and a workplace out of the hands of the members, of the individuals who make up that society, and putting it in the hands of unaccountable bureaucrats or awful politicians.
And there are plenty of jobs that don't allow smoking in the workplace anyway. I happen to work at one.
And we were eating at the Olive Garden the other night. There was no smoking tables
right
in there.
There's plenty of places that are smoke-free.
But the WHO doesn't care about that. It's on a mission to save millions of lives. Because you know how government cares about you and all that.
Yeah.
800-259-9231. Tom in New Hampshire on the way. Your calls as well about whatever's on your mind. You can take control. 1-800-259-9231. Would love to hear from a smoking banner. Somebody that supports these crazy laws. This is Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-771-8424. That's 1-800-771-8424. 1-800-771-8424.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633. We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up what you want toll free at 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we give them away, including archives, an entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the site for your downloading convenience. Just go and get them. They're free at freetalklive.com. And if you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you'd like to keep your clients too. SACL CAI, check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359 for SACL CAI. That's 1-800-544-6359. As we go to the phones and to the fun, it's Daryl in Montana listening on KGEZ. Hey, Daryl.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Well, what's on your mind?
Oh, I think everybody should be entitled to smoke a good organic cigarette. And you know, as far as the World Health Organization goes, you know, they've been responsible for more deaths than they have been for benefits of keeping people from getting sick from the data that I've researched.
Can you give me an example of that? I mean, I believe you, but just, do you have some perspective?
Well, you know, basically some of the various vaccines that they've passed out that were tainted with bad blood because of the Bayer Corporation and things like that. You know, thousands of people have died and have acquired AIDS and all kinds of other nasty viruses.
Oh, and let me guess. Thousands of people died and no bureaucrats were held accountable.
No, of course not.
Typical.
Well, you know, I find it interesting that, you know, the planet seems to almost be spinning off its axis. All these so-called politicians that are supposed to uphold the Constitution, I bet you 90% of them can't spell it, and they probably don't even know where to look it up. But the document in itself is fairly simple. It's all of the, you know, the people since about, oh, I'd say that early 1800s forward, all the carpetbaggers and all those guys that got in there and basically stole the principles and, you know, perverted everything to be about the dollar and taxes and wages and class and all this. So it's really hard to educate people when they don't look at history from a perspective of having any knowledge of it.
Well, sure. I mean, it was like last night we had Gardner Goldsmith on the show, and I was caught flat-footed when someone called in and was talking about Nelson Mandela and things like that. I had to honest, you know, I'm honest. I don't know a lot about the history of the world. I went to government school, and that's the reason why, you know? They're barely even effective at teaching U.S. history. They're warped sort of version of U.S. history, let alone anything in the world.
That's the unfortunate part.
What did you say?
They said they keep rewriting history.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, go ahead.
I was going to say it's a shame, too, because when I was in school, government school, I hated history. I thought it was really boring, and it was just always right out of the book. But when I hear Gardner Goldsmith, for example, speak, I like what he has to say. I find it a little more interesting than I did when I was in high school.
Well, yeah, that's true. You know, the biggest problem with history is that, you know, everybody that doesn't know what it is doesn't have, you know, a viewpoint on how it's different, how it's being taught differently.
Sure.
That's the frustrating part.
Right, and government has an incentive to teach a version of history that's favorable to government.
Well,
and
it's like the argument about religion and Darwinism. No one's ever proved Darwin to be right. I mean, it's a theory.
And no one's ever proved religion to be right either, by the
way. Well, that's true. You know, so here we have these two polar opposites, you know, arguing over, you know, who controls the social view of society.
I think and I think it's just a silly argument. I personally would just rather stay out of it, but yet inevitably they're going to continue to debate it till I think time immemorial.
Well, as far as smoking goes, you know, I've smoked since I was like 15. My dad smoked, I smoke, you know, but I've been smoking organic tobacco for a long time. I smoke a lot less. I've tried to quit, and every time I try to quit, I gain about 40 pounds, and I'm constantly sick.
Wow.
So, you know, to me, you know, if you want to deworm a donkey or a mule or a horse, give them a cigar. You know, I mean, come on, you know, these remedies have been around for a long time. You get a spider bite or a snake bite, you chew on some tobacco and, you know, make a little pad and put it on there, and pretty soon the poisons go away. And
what now? As a tobacco smoker,
right?
Are there any sort of bans up there in Montana as far as cigarettes?
Yeah, in some of the bars you can't smoke anymore.
But wait, is it legislated or is it?
Yeah, it's actually the law.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Why is it as a tobacco smoker? Why are cigarette smokers so? Why are they such pushovers? Why do they allow this to happen? Why?
It's not so much. I don't think it's that we're pushovers. It's just that, you know, everybody. If you look at society as a whole, everyone's trying to base their perception of the reality based on their moral truth, right?
You're gonna have to run that by me again.
Everyone's trying to base their perception of their reality on their own moral truth.
Okay.
So if they morally were raised, like my mom was a vegetarian. I tried it for about 4 years. I couldn't eat enough protein to stay functional. So, you know, you have this moral value, well, smoking's bad, it causes this and that. When I go out in public, you know, if I'm in a facility or a place where it says no smoking, I don't light up. I'm mm-hmm. respectful of other individuals. But, you know, banning it and having politicians make moral choices for us as individuals, I think is, you know, basically wrong. I think we should have the right to...
Well, I agree with you. I agree with you, but why is it the rest of the cigarette smokers don't? I mean, is their moral set of values such that they think that the government, whatever the government says, is more important than what they personally want for their own lives? Is that why you don't have, you know, civil disobedience on this issue?
I think the biggest problem there is the fact that people don't want to speak out. They're afraid.
I think that may be a factor, and also I think the way they construct the laws typical way they do it is they make it so the business owner is the one who's really responsible for paying the fines, and so that way they can really focus in on just a core group of individuals, and those business owners don't want to lose their businesses. They're scared. So I think you're right. I think fear is a huge factor. But if only, you know, if only a few, it wouldn't take a lot. If only a few businesses would have the courage to say, you know what, screw the law, come on in, smoke your cigarettes, I'm not paying the fines, and I'm not shutting my business down.
Well, personally, I think that's what the American people need to do with, you know, this so-called administration. I mean, it's obvious that these individuals made millions and millions of dollars. They're all got their money tied up in trust. You know, they're all getting tax-free pretty much off rich off the taxpayers and all the insider trading and all this and that, and the average person, if they did that, they'd spend the next 50 years in prison.
Sure. Well, it's definitely an us versus them thing. They certainly have privileges that the rest of us don't. It's sad. It really is. Daryl, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Well, let's go to David in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, David.
How you doing? You're getting the Montana run now. We just got you an hour early for some reason.
Yeah, it's sort of a technical difficulty, apparently. But who knows? Keep your fingers crossed, and maybe we'll go 3 hours one of these days up there.
I think smoking is part of America's psychosis, kind of. Like, we arbitrarily draw lines. It's okay to die in a car today, any one of us that gets in a car and goes down the highway at 70 miles an hour.
Which is very dangerous. Very dangerous.
That you could die instantaneous. But if I smoke a cigarette, it will take the last 10 years of my life away. But, see, that's where the money comes in, because they say it takes a lot of money to try not, you know, to keep you from dying in the last 10 years. But everybody in their last 10 years are going to spend the most money that they ever did trying to keep alive. I think smoking has to do with the nose. People don't like the smell of it. So in that case, to take care of the oil situation, I think we should put the mufflers out the front of the car. So all that carbon monoxide goes in your face, and maybe people will finally get fed up with being stuck on oil, you know what I mean?
Yeah, are you suggesting we ban driving, Dave?
Well, it's craziness, you know?
Right. Anything that could put you in danger must be banned. I mean, you're right, it's a slippery slope, and where are they going next?
It's got something to do with the money that the tobacco companies make, because they don't like maybe what they finance.
I don't understand what it is. I think it's just politicians posturing. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. Thanks for the call, Dave.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
DVD, books, music, instrument, periodicals, computer, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Not making the money you were expecting? Signing into the hottest new MLM business? It's not that that business is not performing. It's simply that you don't have the proper tools to succeed. Take it from me, Craig Walcott, producer of Exercise is Suicide. Being in the MLM business since 1989, I've learned what it takes to be successful in any business venture. And I'm here to share those amazing tools with you. Get a subscription to MLMincorporated.com. You'll be provided with a 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Marketing seminar where you'll learn the secret recruiting techniques of the networking elite. Why recruit one or two a month when you can recruit 5 or 10 per day, all from the comfort of your home? Learn to explode your business using our lead generating system or create your own. Radio, TV, internet, mail order, we teach it all. As an added bonus, MLM Incorporated will conduct all company introductory calls on your behalf. Plus so much more. Start making the money you expected and the money you deserved right now. Visit MLMincorporated.com and learn how GCN listeners like you have started making more money faster than they ever thought possible. That's MLMincorporated.com. Do it now.
Government is best, which governs least. Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features for free. But we do ask you voluntarily support the show, maybe by buying our banner ad that we put up for auction. Head over to auction.freetalklive.com. First bid is 99 cents, and the last one only went for $50. So you're actually getting the fourth banner ad from the top of our website. You get it site-wide and for an entire month. So you can advertise whatever product or service or business or organization that you want to, pretty much. I mean, if you're some sort of hate group, I'm probably not going to approve you. But for the most part, you'll be able to advertise with us for pennies on the dollar. Head over and place your bid. Auction. freetalklive.com as we go to Tom in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, I wanted to point out, I wrote a book in which, it's a fictional book, in which the libertarians actually do wind up prevailing. But, we learned from the mistakes of history when the Confederates, for example, they tried to preserve their way first with ballots, but they were outnumbered by the North. And then they tried with bullets, but while they were using bullets, they weren't also using ballots together. The Southern members of Congress withdrew from Congress when the war broke out, and therefore they were not there to oppose bills to appropriate money for the war or for conscription in the North. See, if they were using ballots and bullets together, it might have turned out differently, but the book, it goes into... You know, some very important details of, you know, some important things, like if people are just using violence, for example, there's the fact that calling off the war on drugs leaves many other unjust laws that are also sufficient justification for armed resistance. And so what's the point of complying with these demands when there is immediately the next demand? There has to be that Rodney King speech that says, for now, you know, we're going to be working with them, and it's got to stop now. The enemy has to have some incentive to comply with our demands, because otherwise they would be facing all this armed resistance, not for the demands they just complied with, but the new set of demands that comes in anyway.
So, Tom, you're somebody who doesn't believe that that this can change without the use of violence. Does that accurately describe you?
Yeah, you're... to try to convince people, like let's say with the underage drinking laws, which is a common example, to try to convince the hate-mongering bigots at Mothers Against Drunk Driving that the government has no right to impose the underage drinking laws is kind of like trying to convert Pope Benedict.
Well, that's okay. You don't have to convince. You don't have to convince Mothers Against Drunk Drivers to win. All you have to do is convince enough people to vote for your candidates, and then you just do, you know, what's right. And
but
let Mothers Against Drunk Driving scream all they want.
but you can't convince the vast majority because the vast majority... See, this is one thing that the libertarians forget. When we're talking to each other, we're very reasonable, and we forget how unreasonable the rest of the people are. Let me point out real quickly where you get your dead cops, and that's on the Officer Down Memorial page. The latest news, this one drives off the road and splattered into a tree. Well, that doesn't sound like Operation USA Freedom to me. That one was gunned down by a bank robber. Well, that doesn't sound like legitimately fighting back against unjust laws. This one got killed trying to bust a 15-year-old boy on a curfew violation. Aha! And the beautiful thing about it is, see, well, the thing we've got to do is stop dumbing down our message when we're talking to the ignorant masses. Okay? Because no matter how well they can come up with their idiotic objections, the cop is still dead. And so we don't have to wait until they're good and ready to understand, to shut off their idiot switch and start understanding when they
say... Well, first of all, Tom, you sound like a pretty principled libertarian and everything. I just have a fundamental disagreement with you on, you know, the utilization of violence to achieve the ends that we're all looking for, and that is freedom and liberty and drastically reducing or eliminating the size of the state. And, I mean, and I don't think that you're approaching this correctly by insulting the people that, you know, you intend on hopefully converting down the line. I mean, while we'd all agree that Americans have been sort of educated into a bit of an ignorant sort of mentality, I don't know if it really serves your purpose to get on the airwaves and call the average American an idiot. I don't think that's going to buy you, going to win you any points.
Well, I don't know if that's, it doesn't matter because, okay, we go by what we determine. We're the abolitionists, and we have every right to totally dismiss all of the arguments and all of the opinions being offered by the slave drivers, all the excuses that they can come up with for imposing slavery. We reject all of those. Here's a talking point I wanted to share real quickly with you, and that is when the enemies of liberty come up with this stupid one, which is, he doesn't know what he's talking about. The Supreme Court has ruled on that point. That statute is not unconstitutional. Then you calmly say, please explain why you agree with that ruling. And you watch them stump, huh? You mean I have a choice?
Yeah, you're referring to the mentality that people sort of look to the government for guidance on what's right and what's wrong, and that's certainly a mistake, and I hope that we can break people of that habit. But I think that you really need to take another look at your tactics. You know, calling people stupid and openly advocating violence is I think a mistake.
I didn't advocate violence, now did I? I'm just talking about, you look at the Officer Down Memorial page and you see the violence that has happened, and you say that the cop deserved, or whatever, you know, that it was of the libertarian principle that the right of defense extends to defense against aggressive acts of government covers this particular situation. You know,
right, so you're somebody, I understand, you're not actually coming right out and saying it, but you're sort of beating around the bush, Tom. I nailed you down on it yesterday. You're saying that if a cop comes and tries to arrest somebody for something that is should not be illegal, say, possession of marijuana, that you're saying it's in that individual is fully within their rights to shoot and kill that police officer.
Absolutely, and the...
Well, that's where we're going to have a serious disagreement. I mean, I understand that the force of the state is really something that we don't want. We'd like it to go away, but by killing cops, Tom, you're just going to galvanize the people against you. Those, you know, the ignorant masses that you talk about, they're just going to hate you even more for killing what they perceive to be their heroes. And the cops are going to come after you with a serious vengeance. You're not going to live through that occasion.
That's right. It does happen, though, where freedom fighters do make the supreme sacrifice to fight back against the
injustices. But we don't have to sacrifice lives. I mean, I understand you're holding this up as the ultimate sacrifice, and I say it's a waste of a life, personally. We don't have to sacrifice ourselves to win. We can go ahead and just do civil disobedience and have our activists be arrested, where they can go and sit in, you know, they can go and sit in a jail cell as we bring attention to the case, as we publicize what happened to them, as we we've done with Lauren Canario, as we've done with Russell Canning, these two great nonviolent civil disobedience activists who then inevitably get out of jail earlier than they should have in some cases, and they can go right back out to being civilly disobedient and being great activists. Your tactic takes all that away. Your tactic is exterminating our ranks, Tom. It's dangerous. It's self-destructive.
That's your opinion.
And here's my final question for you, Tom. If you are such an advocate of things, why aren't you out there taking the lead? Why aren't you out there, you know, bumping off the cops left and right if it's the right thing to do?
That's why I don't advocate it, is because I'm too pusillanimous to do that. Okay? There's one you can look up. Some people, I think I stumped them. They got to look up. Okay, pusillanimous. There's two L's in it. Okay?
Thanks for the call, Tom. 800-259-9231. Julia sort of sat through that call. Did you have any thoughts?
Well, back to the idiot thing. I got to say I agree with you as far as it being tactless to call everybody idiots, because I was one of those idiots a few years ago.
Well, I think there's a subtle difference between ignorance and idiocy.
It wasn't that I was stupid. It was just that I had never come across the message before. I've never been given an opportunity to take it all in. So once I did, I picked it up pretty quickly, and it makes a lot of sense to me now. But I wouldn't say I was an idiot back then. I was just not educated.
Exactly. And that's the way the majority of America is.
And they all go to government schools, so it makes sense.
Exactly. So people, I think it's really important to understand that Americans, by the masses of Americans, would indeed qualify as ignorant of liberty and freedom. But that doesn't mean that they're stupid. They could be very, very capable and very, very intelligent in certain areas. For instance, you know, I'm completely ignorant of how to fix a car. I don't know how to fix my house. I have to hire people to do these things when it comes to that sort of thing. But I know a lot about freedom and liberty, and I know a lot about, you know, computers. But I'm ignorant about a whole bunch of other things, fishing, hunting. I don't know anything about those things. But others are experts in those areas. So people aren't stupid. They're just ignorant about freedom. Hour number two is coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Summer is